so we're back
with Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition, the Torchbearer act of the current campaign.
Yes.
Yes.
It is battle time.
We're all acting.
Ackark.
Maybe there will be a battle. You never know. We got out of the last battle.
Far. We got out of it.
Yeah.
We didn't get out of anything. He was already... We could have just killed him.
He was already dead.
Oh, I was talking about the Witch Queen.
Oh, I think of the dragon.
Oh, yes, the dragon.
We could have just killed him right then.
Could have done.
She got lucky.
Eric, if I'd have known, I would have held Personer.
Yeah.
And then you could have thrown her, and she'd just been like...
Well, you need to get with how...
Get with the program.
Crazy I get.
You could have been like, all right, Eleanor.
You need to be more spontaneous.
You could have winked.
So, the sun is rising. The only way that you can tell is because the fog is getting brighter.
Mm.
You are... I don't know how you are all organized, but your basic plan is... You know that a caravan from the Mountain King is coming. You are anticipating to ambush it.
Yep.
There's going to be coming along the road. It should be here at any moment, and you have a dragon.
We have a dragon.
It's like this dragon is such an ass kicker. It's like when Bowen got Draco.
It's like when we have a Hulk.
We should, yeah.
There's a great rider with them, right? There was a big rider with a big javelin.
Yes, a big steed. A huge hulking man in black armor, riding a black horse, carrying something between a lance and a javelin.
We know that the dragon by himself nearly took out the last caravan. Yeah, I wonder if they sent this rider because of that?
How'd they know? How'd they get word?
All right, because they never came back.
So before you were, there were corpses of orcs on the ground. You haven't seen the riders yet, but you do know that the Mountain King is a dwarf. And it's a dwarf colony or city.
And this great rider is not a dwarf. Or scouts, because Stygoth went and looked.
Yeah. He looked, he said he's a big guy.
It would be strange dwarf.
Not a dwarf.
Yeah. He's not riding a pony.
Could be like a Goliath.
We need some strategy.
We need to set up where our people are going to be, right? Like, we have people hiding in the swamps, I think was the idea.
Yeah, like Robin Hood.
Right?
Now, you do have a scorpion
like
on
black
top.
Sails.
We have a scorpion.
Is there anyone who is trained out of our men that can use it?
Yeah.
I mean, whoever was using it before could still use it, right? We ain't.
I mean, whoever used it last time shot the dragon. I want that guy on.
We want that guy.
That's who I want on it.
Yeah.
He'll be on it.
That wasn't any of us.
Yeah. Providing we didn't kill him.
We also have Gutspiller manning the wall, right?
Well,
or he was.
Before we were talking about having Gutspiller and the one dude, Torgo, at the front gate.
The eye gouger.
To meet the people coming in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because hopefully Torgo is a familiar face.
That's right.
To bring him in. And then we'll have Stygoth land behind him to and trap him in. And then we'll be on the sides, and then we'll just collapse on him.
Okay.
So if we can hide in the swamps on the sides, whichever side
there's you... There's my... I don't know where I should be, but there's mine.
Well, that's what we need to figure out. Who's going to be where?
Your close range.
This is Torgo.
Torgo will be in the front.
You guys are range, right? Should you be on the wall?
I'm going to be on the wall.
Not a dwarf, but we'll use him. Forget him.
Okay.
Put him next to Torgo. You're going to be on the wall?
I mean, you guys got like crossbows and stuff, right?
Yeah, or I was planning on being on the wall.
I have a hand crossbow.
Yeah. You're also a great fighter, aren't you?
Yeah, so I should be, you know, head-to-head, toe-to-toe.
I'm going to... I want to hide back here, and I'll come in with Stygoth.
You want to be, like, under the bridge?
Yeah, maybe I'll be under the bridge.
Yeah, fucking troll.
Because I also have... Toll. I have Mask of the Wild may attempt to hide in any natural phenomena. So I should be fairly decent at hiding.
Do you want any men with you?
You're a human?
Well, I'm going to have... I'm an elf.
Okay. No, I mean, but you're in person form.
Oh, sure, right now.
Okay.
Can you turn into a man of war and be on the water? We can fire cannons.
That's a boat?
That'd be
great. No. I can turn into a boat.
Not yet.
But I'll be back here, and then me and Stygoth will come from the back.
Okay.
We'll have, I guess Calvin's going to be up here? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah. Where's the guy that's going to man that?
Would Calvin be good at manning that? Do we also have any archers up there other than the scorpion guy?
They're not really archers.
So we have, rocks.
Yeah.
I would like to have people raining down a volley or two before we actually engage them. But that's if they don't surrender, which I don't think they will.
I don't think they will, so long as that big guy is alive.
At least until Stygoth comes down.
Even then, that big guy.
Yeah, until then, I mean, Eric should be close together.
I assume the door is closed, or is it open?
I would say close. It closes after...
How about,
I don't know.
Okay, we had some guys, too.
That you've got some, like, blacksmiths and
aren't
workers.
Capable of fighting. So let's have it open to have a friendly-looking environment.
Okay.
To pull them in. and then they'll stop here in front of these guys, and then we'll have those guys shut the door, and they keep it shut.
Now, is our goal to kill all of these men? Or do we would we rather have them surrender? We give them the chance, then they'll be ready for the attack. If we just ambush, we get a surprise.
I guess we leave it up to their cowardice.
So this is a surprise party?
It's awkward timing.
I'm currently hidden in mud.
I think I should be.
Where is Resplendent?
Why you want to be over there? What's your thoughts are?
So I can tank all the hits.
No, I just want to be close to him. You know, I mean, I'm a good fighter. I don't want to be far away from it all.
Well, the path is right here, so the wagons are going to be right here.
Well, I didn't want him to be by himself, you know what I mean?
He'll get there.
Well, yeah, see, the thing, too, though, is that we also have, in this scenario at least, we'll have, like, Torque can help to lead those guys, and you can help to lead these guys. And...
Well, and we're also within five, so I can be beside you in one move.
What do I do?
Stay in that cockpit.
Are you also... Are you all surprised?
Maybe she should stay inside.
Surprise!
She controls the other guy. Let's kill her.
I feel like she'd be a useful distraction, don't you think?
Yeah, but I don't want her to be killing people.
Or she could be distracting. She'll just be like flying around like Tinkerbell does, a hook.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't want the... She's already confused enough. I don't want to toss in the confusion of like...
Us playing a game and tricking her into thinking that this is supposed to be fun, and then us slaughtering people.
But we also want her to learn, not just be told what to do.
Yeah, you're right. Like, this is not a game. This is people... This is a very serious thing.
I feel like we should tell her that, and that this is a very bad thing going on with some bad people.
Surprise!
No!
Resplendent.
Resplendent.
That was a great surprise, but the surprise that we're going to be giving the people who are coming... They're not good people. They've done some very bad things. And we're stopping them from hurting other people.
Yeah, so it's not a game. People are going to get hurt.
Or could get hurt.
Yeah, I think it's best that you're not in this.
We're going to give them an opportunity to not hurt anybody else. But most likely, they're going to want to hurt us for trying to stop them.
So we don't want you to get hurt.
Try not to talk to her too much without her responding. I feel like sometimes we say like seven things and she's like, I don't get it.
Do you understand?
I think so. So I have to hide?
If you want to.
I think you should hide.
Hide and seek.
Now we'll never be able to find her.
We can't find her, they won't. So
we'll find her. We found her thus far.
All right. Anything else before they get here?
I mean, I feel like I'm down hiding in the mud. I'm ready.
Like, we have Gutspiller up here.
Yep.
Right? Him and Torgo are going to be talking.
We pretty much just need them to all get to the point where they can't retreat back over the bridge, right?
Yeah, like the dragon will be landing back here behind
them. Yeah.
And then I'll be there, too, to help.
So what's the signal for the dragon?
That's what I was saying.
Because he can't really see anything with all this fog.
Well, Bowen did. He just rode and just had his horse get up.
And maybe once they're... Aaron can, like, send red sparks or something. I don't know if he does.
You can shoot, like, a whistling arrow or something.
Okay, like, so one of the dragons could be, like, they see the dragon coming, and they're like, the dragon's back, you know? And we have our scorpion, like, acting like we're going to fight on the dragon.
But actually, we just...
But instead, and they all get their swords out, and they're ready, and we can see, like, what their battle readiness is. And then the scorpion turns on them. We turn our thing, and the dragon lands, and it's on our side, and we can do that.
But how do we get the dragon to fly over?
He just, like, whenever he sees them coming up to the castle.
It's so foggy right now.
He can't see the wagon.
See.
Do we have a bell or, like, plate armor that we could bang?
Can you shoot a fucking bolt up into the sky or something? You're shooting bolts all the time.
Yeah, like a...
Like some kind of energy thing?
Like a wizard. I mean, I could. A warlock
do that.
Or something.
Burn bright, not hot. Don't use any of your power.
You could use light.
I mean, does he have a really good hand?
I'm going to try and use light on something, but... I could cast light on...
With an arrow and someone could shoot it.
Can someone... Yeah,
can Mercury just bark or something? Like, doesn't...
The dragon... goes, how loud is that going to be?
He just blinks up into the sky.
Looks
back.
Better hope he recharges.
Well, I guess I imagine he's got good hearing and stuff, you know?
Calvin will cast light.
It's a cantrip. Okay. Yeah. And it lasts for an hour. You could cast it now and just hold onto the arrow.
Lumos Maxima!
As long as I can shoot it in a direction that I think he's going to be.
Up. If you shoot it up, he'll see it.
He'll see it. He's looking.
Because he's really? Probably flying up
the dragon. He notices.
Okay.
He's kind of above the fog.
They'll hear the wing flaps, I feel.
No.
If he's just above us.
No. I mean, he can be high. He flew over before. They might have already seen that.
I'll
before.
Play my fiddle. So they can't hear him.
Do you have a fiddle?
Coming from the mud.
Coming along, you have like an open carriage with barrels, food stuff. in it, in front of it. You have a couple dwarves walking, and you have four more dwarves behind it.
Oh. So it was well, forced perspective.
So two, and then wagon.
Oh, okay.
Is this another wagon?
Yep.
Yeah, we know there was two wagons.
Yep. Yeah.
And then two behind that.
Two dwarves behind it.
Yep. And then a rider behind them.
So it was forced perspective. The rider is just a man.
No.
No, it's just the only figure I have.
No, it's okay.
So the rider is quite a bit larger than the dwarves, but he's quite a bit larger than a man as well. Visor down, you can't see a face. It has, like, horns on it.
Come again.
All right. I guess I get to talk to myself.
Yeah, we have Torgo in the front with...
All right, Rick, play the game for us.
Right. When you grew up, Rick.
Hey, hold up.
Hold up.
The procession... the dwarf raises their hand, the procession begins to stop. What's going on? Well, there's a bit of a situation inside right now. It's not exactly safe. We need to give it a few minutes.
What can you... I guess Calvin's probably the best one to kind of, like, be able to look and see, like...
If we can get, like, everybody closer.
We have a covered wagon. We can't tell, like, what we can see weapon-wise. Are they carrying all that?
Yeah. So they're all wearing what looks like chainmail.
Okay.
They have either maces or axes and shields. They all have shields bearing the symbol of the Mountain King.
Okay.
The open wagon looks like just food stuff in. A roll perception check to try and see what's inside of the other wagon.
Everyone?
Yeah.
I can't. I'm under the bridge.
Okay. I got two. Shane got 12.
I got 12.
Add your perception skill, which is on the left.
Oh, I got it.
Is that it, Kevin?
One, then.
Just but not perception. Access, perception.
No, I just, okay. Center P. Okay.
Shane got 13?
13, yeah.
It's riding heavy. So it's full of something, but you can't tell what.
Well, it's full of more people.
Well, like the thing is, when they're coming.
When they come out.
Why would it be full of something if they're coming to get a could shipment?
Filled of slaves.
Or full of gold as payment.
Yeah.
Like, it could be a covered wagon for slaves that they're trying
well,
to
Well, last time there were dead slaves everywhere, which is so. What.
Maybe. They could be bringing in slaves, so we might not want to destroy what's in there. Or Torque may not want to.
Yeah. Does, in our pre-talk with Torgo, what do they usually bring?
He said that normally they bring supplies. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that does mean slaves.
Yeah.
Except is there, like, an itinerary? Like, what's supposed to come today?
I mean, they were supposed to bring the slaves last time, but the slaves didn't get here.
Because
they were all burnt alive. So, right. It's possible that it's more slaves.
Okay.
But you don't know for sure.
Wonder if we could get him to come in, drop everything off, and as they're leaving, close the door, and then have it happen.
Well, they're going to get inside and feel like
we don't have any of the blight blades.
We have nothing set aside to do that, I don't think.
You have some blight blades, but you stopped them from working, so they're not all there.
Yeah,
all
right. Torgo went to finish the shipment for tomorrow, or whatever it was, and that wasn't ready. So.
Can we have some of, like, the blacksmiths and slaves inside, like... Bring out some ale or something like
you're
that.
You're gonna have to tell them.
Yeah, there's no way of doing that right now. Right now, we're where we are now.
Yeah, this I say let's just
either we're attacking, we're asking for surrender. I think those are the two options we got.
We're just trying to get these guys in closer.
Yeah, I feel like letting them in.
We're not gonna let them in. We're gonna.
This is the plan we had before it started. So we got to go with it.
Okay. Well, I said we asked them to surrender then.
I don't know what to do. We got Gutspiller and Torgo in the front. I figure either Gutspiller would start saying something, or we'd all have to push in.
Yeah.
Do we all show up?
I think we
surrender, or do we all show up for an attack?
I think we all show up.
Or do we all show up minus the dragon for a surrender?
I think when you ask someone to surrender, you need to overwhelm them and make them feel like the smart thing is to surrender quickly. You don't want to give them any time to think or to assess anything.
Gutspiller, I thought the plan was everyone jumps out.
Yeah, everyone jumps out and says surrender. Not like one person, and then two people, and then three. Okay, now there's a dragon. Like, you know what I mean?
I fire the bolt.
We need the light to go. And that's our cue to jump out, and that's the dragon to start coming down, right? Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, so a light rises up into the air, into the fog. You lose it rather quickly. They're looking up at it as it goes,
mm-hmm.
somewhat confused.
Oh, fireworks.
What did you say is going on in there? Surrender!
Yeah!
Okay. We all start coming out?
So, yeah, you guys gotta come out.
Right. I wanna come out. I wanna come out of the swamp like Aqualad does in Young Justice, my eyes.
I wanna do it like Vane did. and Black Sails.
I'm gonna do it like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Predator. I'm just climbing out trying to get out of the mud. I guess I'll pop up here.
Yep, you pop up. Are these guys
tearing up my heart?
Across the bridge or
are you guys in sync?
So they're where they are. There are two on the bridge, and the one rider is just before the bridge.
Okay.
I guess I could, if they gotta be there, I could wait here to see where the dragon lands to see if we're gonna try to go back there or if we're gonna try to fight
maybe
here.
The dragon should land kind of behind them.
You guys should kind of push up, and you guys should kind of come up.
Yep. Okay.
Sandwich them a bit. So do we want to move these guys up then?
Everybody comes out of the swamp. Intimidation.
All right. The dwarves look around. They look shocked for a moment, and then angry. They're brandishing their weapons. The guys in the back look back towards the rider, like, what should we do? A few moments later, you hear the sounds of wings beat.
Yes, Tiger!
Where does he land?
He is over top. You can put him just on the dice tower for now, I guess.
On the dice tower up there. Come up there.
As he's coming down, the rider looks up and goes like this.
Like throw a shot put?
Yeah. Well, like he's gonna throw his lance.
Can I thorn whip his hand?
Let's roll initiative.
They didn't surrender.
Natural 20!
But it's not a natural 20. You just add your initiative.
Yeah, so what's your
21!
Very good.
Means whatever I want.
16.
Okay.
17.
2.
Plus?
0.
Put Cavill on the back.
No.
What about Mercury? Is he in this?
Yes, he is. Of course he's in this. 17 plus 20.
The dwarves. 17 plus 20. You somehow did worse than Falcon.
19,
20.
Natural 1.
Yay, they fall.
all that rolled a natural 1 summer.
That one just had a heart attack. It's hard to give out.
Torque is first.
All right. So, I'm noticing.
So, the dwarves are brandishing their weapons, but they haven't started attacking yet. It looks like they're waiting for orders from the rider before they do anything.
So, I notice this.
Looks like they're more afraid of him than of you.
I notice that the rider is about ready to throw his javelin at the dragon. It's probably one of the first things I'm noticing because I'm noticing all their attention upon them, especially the two right in front of me. I have my own javelin.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I should toss that towards the rider.
Okay.
Would I be able to do that from where I'm at? 20,
25, 30, 35,
40. Do you have the ranges written
on your sheet? It says 30 over 120.
Okay, so it'll be long range.
Long range.
So you can.
Yep.
But you will take a penalty.
You could also move up.
Is there a commander?
Well, can I also move up in this turn?
Absolutely. Okay.
You can probably move up human? To like those dwarf guys there, maybe, to be in melee range of them if you wanted to be, and then still probably hit that guy back there.
Yeah. So we don't know what he is.
So, yes, Calvin, can you move me up to the, or somebody that has the reach?
Yep. The only thing is.
Three? Like that?
If you throw something while you're adjacent to someone. You get additional penalties.
Oh, that's true. You get you scoot over one more where you're like in the middle of it.
Okay,
that's within range.
All right.
Now so there is a lot of fog.
Sure, but I can see that this is happening, right?
Yeah.
So it's within my visibility.
Yep.
Okay. So what do I need to? I need to just throw then, right?
Yep.
So my javelin attack bonus is plus 6.
Okay. You should use the poison javelin if you have one.
I do have a poison javelin.
Okay.
And yeah, I'm going to use my poison javelin.
Okay.
On this guy, so I definitely want to hit. Okay. So I got an 11.
Okay.
Now my attack bonus is plus that, right?
Yes.
So yeah, I got 17.
Nice. 17 is pretty good, but he raises a shield and hits the shield. It makes a loud tonking noise.
Yes, but
he bounces off.
Not throw anything at the. At the dragon, which is what I wanted.
So you win.
He hasn't had his turn yet.
Yeah, but still, like, what? So he's going to be like, bang, and then keep throwing? How does that work?
Well, I mean, your attack didn't hit.
It hit a shield. He had to take an action to block it.
No, I mean, that's not, yes, but not in D&D term. You didn't hit.
So the dragon's coming down. He's like, oh, and he's like, oh, shit. And just keeps doing it?
Well, technically, because of the armor class and stuff, you didn't hit, and the shield being there is the reason.
So it doesn't mean...
he's like drawing back.
It doesn't mean that come his term, he can't throw the javelin.
I could have said that you just missed.
Yeah, he's okay.
He's just
right, you're narrating. Right, nothing
just,
is
I was just trying to distract the man. I didn't distract him, I guess, the 17.
I mean, he's aware that you're throwing javelins at him. Gotcha. So if he considers that a larger concern than the dragon, he may shift his attention.
His focus. Yeah.
Throw some throwing axes at him.
Who's next?
The rider's next.
I just want to do a command. I want to see if I can just say
you have to wait.
You gotta wait.
No, I mean, like, say, do command.
I imagine when this happened too, the door shut behind us on the wall. Surrender. I imagine, like, that's part of the surrender thing.
You see the rider cock back his javelin, lance thing, and the hair on your back of your necks start to stand up,
mm-hmm.
and a bolt of lightning strikes his weapon. Tosses it into the air. You hear a loud thunder crack. You see it pierce into the dragon, and the dragon begins to fall. Mercury.
Oh, fuck. Well, can you blink behind the guy through the javelin?
You can blink 60 feet and still attack.
Where's the javelin guy at?
45, 50, 55, 60. So 60 would be right there. Yep.
And is that beside him, like adjacent, is that?
That's within attacking range.
Okay, is it also like within his view? Like, is there like a, you know, what I'm saying is I want to be behind him.
He's looking up at the dragon right now, so he might not see it, especially if it doesn't run towards him.
Okay, so I'm gonna blink there and just attack him.
Is he like going for his leg, or is he going for the horse?
He's going for his arm.
He's gonna have to jump pretty high.
Oh.
Which he could
he's
do.
He's on a mount.
Can he blink in the air?
You can blink up.
Shit. Oh, yeah, it's 6.
Okay. So he was kind of far away with the fog and everything. He didn't quite get the blink right. And he blinks too
Rick,
far away in order to grab.
Did you say 60 feet?
60 feet.
Okay. I wrote 40.
Oh, I think it's 60.
We could just say 60.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
He missed anyway.
Okay, yeah.
Thane!
Okay, so, can I use a command on their commander?
What's the range?
60 feet.
60 feet.
Then range.
Not 40.
I'm going to say surrender.
Okay. I have to roll.
Okay.
Save. I rolled an 18 versus your spell save.
No, you don't roll, you check your spell save.
Oh, okay.
Spell save's in the back.
Upper right.
Yeah, 14.
So he passes.
Damn.
That ever worked.
Yeah.
Now, you also have your oath
against you.
Of enmity or whatever it is, which is a bonus action channel divinity that can possibly make him run away.
Yeah, bonus, which means, yeah, I could do that and attack. But does that count as my attack?
Your command?
Command counts as an attack, yes.
Your action.
But you can
still do vow enmity.
Yeah, because it's a bonus action.
Well, I just love how you have it written. Vow of enmity, parentheses, bonus, which means do this.
Choose creature within 10 feet. Okay. Within 10 feet advantage on attack, rolls for 1 minute.
He's not within 10 feet, so.
So you gotta get closer.
Okay, yeah.
So you can start running that way.
Okay, that's what I'll start doing.
Everyone's ignoring all these dwarves.
Yeah, Abjur enemy is frightened.
Okay, so if you run past those dwarves, he's gonna possibly swing at you.
A dwarf one, yeah.
Yeah.
You want to run past them? And get within 10?
Yeah, I do. I will run at them.
One, two attacks?
The dwarf doesn't attack.
Okay.
He's still hesitating. He doesn't know exactly what is going on.
10 feet would be adjacent. Is that within 10 feet?
Or you can count diagonal.
Yeah, he's 10 feet right there.
Okay.
You go 5 and then 10, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right there?
Yep. All right. So I have to roll, save. I think. Again?
Yes.
That is going to be a 16.
I guess it's 14.
Yeah.
Right?
So 14. Yeah.
All right. He saves. Nothing happens on a save, right?
No.
Okay.
Does that number ever go up when you level up?
It does.
It's based on his, whatever his modifier is, probably charisma.
Yeah.
Okay. Did it go up last?
Or it depends
did,
ever, if he,
did he ever update that?
Depends if he updated his charisma.
Did.
And
he
updated that.
Yeah, I think it was a 17 and he made it an 18.
Are you guys attacking?
Who?
The dwarves? Like what?
It's going to be a kind of a shouting match of intimidation right now.
What order are you giving to the dwarves?
It doesn't appear. You mean
The
our guys?
Yeah, your guys.
The people. I mean, it seems that the rider is attacking. Like, I imagine he's going to tell them to attack.
Yeah,
I would say we attack.
We attack.
Okay.
Can we try to intimidate him or something?
We try.
Yeah.
We just try.
Let's just attack now.
I don't think there's any point in it now.
And this guy has caught down lightning from space, so let's fucking attack.
He's not a fun guy.
I don't feel fear.
That's good. So, 2 on this guy. That is miss. That is a natural 20.
Yay!
So, 6 plus 4 is 10. Plus 3 is 13.
Good hit, slaver.
Former slaver.
He's still a slaver. He just doesn't have any slaves.
And 3 on the other guy. That's a hit. That's a miss. That is a natural one.
One guy was really good. One guy was really bad.
Rolled max damage, though. So they run through the muck and the mud.
One guy trips on the way.
Yeah, the one guy loses a boot, is very concerned about it. This guy blocks this guy with his shield, but this guy goes in as he blocks and stabs him in the side. Same sort of situation here. He blocks this guy. This guy comes in and hits him like with a hammer on top of his helmet.
Nice. Conk.
Seems a little dazed. That was Thane Crew. Stygoth is falling. So Stygoth hits the ground and take some damage.
Just keep falling, falling, falling. What?
Stygoth lands in the pool and starts to sink.
Okay, he's fine.
Vulcan.
Damn, Vulcan, when do I go? He rolled so low. I had like a 16.
What did you roll?
I was like, I don't know, 16 or something.
I think it was a 16.
Well, you should go there.
It's definitely higher than the 2.
I just didn't write you down for some reason.
I was like, man, everyone rolled higher than me, I guess, huh?
So you're after Thane.
Okay.
So go ahead.
All right, well, I'm going to... I'll climb up here.
Okay.
I guess. And what... Okay, so the rider... He has a horse, and what's the rider, like, what's he wear? Is he wearing, like, armor? He has a shield, you said?
Yeah, it is black armor, like, full plate. He has a big shield.
So he's wearing...
He has a helmet with horns.
He's wearing heavy metal armor and a shield.
And the sword also... The horse also has metal armor. Like...
Bardings.
Like, along its sides and stuff like that or whatever?
You need to bind him and sink him. That's gonna be heavy.
And he is a huge, hulking individual. He doesn't seem to have his javelin anymore, at least for the moment.
Aaron, you ever see this really old movie called Empire Strikes Back?
Yeah.
You know, harpoon binding the
horse. Does the horse, like, where's the horse have armor?
Like, over its face and on its sides.
Okay. And the chest.
Yeah.
Is it down along, like, where the rider's legs are? Or the legs already got armor?
His legs have armor. There's not additional armor from the horses. The horse's legs do not have armor.
Yes. Okay. So the rider has armor, but there's no armor, like, right where the legs are? Or there is armor where the legs are? For the rider.
I mean, he has leg armor on.
The rider does.
Yes.
Yes. But the horse, like, from the saddle down doesn't have armor right there? It's more so, like, on the front and on the, like, up here?
It would be, like...
I can show you a picture.
Yes.
Of what barding looks like. Do you remember Oblivion? You had to pay for horse armor?
No. Does the horse have armor?
That one does right here.
So it looks kind of like this.
Oh, okay. So he has, like, armor all around.
Yeah.
So it's like fairings.
So he does have armor, like, along here.
Does he?
Yeah. Oh, that's Assassin's Creed, isn't it?
Similar. So, like, his legs doesn't have armor, his neck doesn't have armor.
His neck has to be able to move. Like,
but right.
On his forehead.
Batman didn't need to do that.
Okay. On his forehead, on his chest, and on his flanks.
As I climb out of the
muck
swamp and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
and I see the rider, mm-hmm. I heard the thunder and stuff hitting Stygoth and whatnot. I'm going to look to the rider and say some words in my druidic language.
Okay.
I don't know them. I don't know how druidic sound.
Okay.
But
think Lord of the Rings.
The rider's armor,
mm-hmm.
I want to heat it.
Okay.
I'm going to heat the metal of it.
Woo.
So his suit of heavy armor that I can see within range, which is 60 feet, which I can see,
mm-hmm.
Starts to glow red hot.
Okay.
Any creature in physical contact will take 2d8 fire damage when I cast a spell. And then for up to a minute, I can cast a bonus action to do that damage again.
Okay.
That's a sweet power.
There's no save or anything?
No. It just... Here's the...
It just happens.
I mean...
It just does 2d8.
You're going to do it to his horse, too?
It has to just be metal objects.
Yeah.
Poor horse.
Well, I want to do it on his, like... Like if I do it on his armor and his legs do it, I want it to burn the horse and him. But if there's armor on the horse too, I don't know that it would go through.
Probably not. But so, it will hurt him. Well, yeah.
Like normally horses have like
you can roll it.
Okay. Blankets and stuff like that too.
You'll probably roll worse than I do.
Oh man.
Well, if you do, then
I rolled a 7 and a 6.
A 2 and a 2.
Yep.
Damn it, Rick.
Yeah, but the way Rick rolls, we don't know if he's telling the truth or not.
But now his armor is red hot. Yeah,
right. Okay, and as a bonus action, you can keep burning him up to a minute.
I can keep burning him, yeah.
Okay.
Which is good enough. 10 rounds.
It's a concentration spell. So, as my bonus action, I think I'm going to turn into a bear.
Woo, bear time.
All right. Do you need a bear?
Because they have more health. Less armor class, but more health. So I can kind of absorb some stuff trying to fight these guys.
Yeah, I think he's going to hit hard.
I think it's going to be the smarter action there.
All right, Vulcan was up.
Finally! I'm going to do Elder's Blast.
All right, on.
The Rider.
Where are you?
Over here.
Can't see him with the fog.
Take out the dwarves.
Yeah, take out the dwarves, then we can all just go this way, and we'll have red shirts.
So how far does the fog obscure?
You can see 20 feet.
20!
Thick fog, man, it's morning.
Like, you can see another 10 feet past that, but it's heavily obscured.
Okay.
30 feet is the absolute max.
Why am I up on the wall?
That was
fog. It would be a good idea to have archers rain down.
I mean, you can attack these guys.
Yeah, these guys are in range.
Yeah, attack those
guys. Or the horse.
If you attack them and take those guys out, we have more guys to come after the rider.
Maybe that horse is the rider's horse's brother, and he'll be devastated and lose the will to fight.
Oh, he's so hot.
Maybe gain the will to fight more.
Focus and take out on down the way. When does Gutspiller and Torgo go? I mean,
Torgo.
Torgo should have went with the others. So we'll move him up. Have him attack.
Yep.
All right. So Torgo, he moves up, and he goes like this, and two daggers come out into the guy's eyes.
Ah, gouger!
Good lord.
And he obviously dies.
Okay. So one dwarf down. So you only have one target.
What about Gutspiller?
Gutspiller is letting you take the reins until something
like
really bad
happens.
Like
he always does. Some guy fired lightning at a dragon.
Gutspiller's like, we'll see.
It will be a good teaching experience. All right, so Witch Bolt on the one remaining guy that eight guys are on.
Then they'll push back, Calvin, and then you can climb down the wall.
I'll probably fall.
10.
It's going to be a miss. All right. Do you want to climb down the wall? If you wanted to, you could have like a rope prepared or something.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Sure.
Alright.
Like you just slide down it or rappel.
Rappel.
Why am I up here on this wall?
Alright, the dwarves. This guy throws down his weapon.
You don't know how close you were to dying.
These guys, I gotta separate and go 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1.
Alright, so Torque, you're first.
Yep.
I rolled a 17 versus AC.
14.
I hit.
Yep.
I do 5 points of damage.
Okay.
Thane, the guy attacks you for a 13 versus AC.
15.
Okay. So he goes to attack. You see him coming. Dodge out of the way. Torque.
Okay. Rage.
Okay.
Fully torqued.
Perfect.
Got it.
Okay. Go to attack the man attacking me.
Yep.
Nine.
That one's gonna miss, but you get another attack.
Yep.
Plus.
That's my plus. I got a 3. That's a 16 plus 6.
Yep.
Okay. So I will attack with my Warhammer.
Okay.
Which is a D8.
Yep, that's it.
Plus 6. So it's 11. That's an 11 plus 2 because I'm raging. So 13.
Yeah, okay. With your Warhammer, you go, he tries to block it with a shield, you hit it, you hear the clanging of the metal, and then you hear the snapping of bone as his arm just sort of hangs down and the shield falls off.
That lowers his AC.
Yes.
By 2.
A red day.
So the rider is next. He holds his hand up, and the lance comes back.
Oh, cool.
It's like magical weapon. Hammer.
Yeah, I thought something like that was going to happen.
Mercury.
We should have said something. Now I just don't believe it.
That was his action.
I thought he wasn't going to be without a weapon.
Can Mercury jump up and try to knock or grab the guy off his horse?
Yeah, he can try.
Okay.
Just roll an attack.
Roll your d20.
Yeah, most dogs have that ability anyway.
Why are you rolling two things, by the way?
All right, so...
It's for the attack.
So Mercury doesn't realize, like Aaron, that thing's coming back.
He didn't know that.
No, he didn't know that. Yeah. And so he jumped up, and that thing comes back.
Yeah.
That's not good.
So Mercury has went, oop, miss.
Fortunately, it wasn't charged. So Mercury only takes 10 points of damage.
Okay.
Thane is next.
All right, so...
You have a dwarf behind you, two dwarves in front of you, and a rider in front of you.
And a bear over there.
I'm the bear.
I'm saying, and a bear over there. Oh. I'm assuming these guys would be like,
And who knows what's in the water?
I wanted channel divinity.
You already did it this combat.
Oh, I thought I can use each one.
Nope. You get one.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to use command again.
Okay. On the rider?
Huh?
On who?
On their commander, yeah.
Okay.
Just attack some.
You're going to get attacked now, yeah.
If I tell him to surrender, he'll have everyone surrender.
Yeah, but he's got to... Okay.
But I think you're like 90% likely to fail.
It's your choice.
Yeah. So like if someone is higher level than you, they're more likely to break their thing. And it's a question of what they have to save against.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is a charisma save, correct? Or is it a wisdom save?
It's a wisdom.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're banking on how wise he is. Like, what is his wisdom stat, and what's he's adding to this d20 roll?
And you're using your spell slots for this, which means when you want to do attack damage, you won't be able to do attack damage later on. But, I mean, you can fail three times.
I might go for the dwarf coming after you.
But you can definitely try. Yeah. And you can also tell that dwarf to attack.
Can I just attack and use Divine Smite?
Yes. You'll have to cross the river.
It depends when you want to attack.
So if you want to attack the dwarf, you're fine. If not, you're going to take an attack opportunity getting to the rider.
The rider.
In fact, you're probably going to take two. Because there's two dwarves you're going to have to pass.
Okay. Well, then I'll just attack the one behind me.
It's up to you.
Okay.
All right, so he swung at you, you ducked, you spun around, and...
Fuck! 9.
And... You miss.
Okay.
I would just roll. This is messing up your roll, you know? they keep falling down, and then it's moving your one thing, and it's a terrible number. You know?
It's random, right?
Allure.
It's every time.
All right. Rick said he rolls 3, I'm rolling.
Roll perception.
18 plus 6. That's 4. Good. Sorry.
You notice the water stirring a little.
Damn.
Where Stygoth fell down.
Damn you, Rick. Alligators eating Stygoth. I don't have time to fight alligators too, Rick. I have no time for alligators.
Maybe it's Stygoth waking up after his electric shock.
Maybe.
And he's going to be enraged. And he's all right,
well, I
want
to try to
down.
Clear the way to these to this rider here. So I want to fight these guys here. Can I get to them? Or is the wagon in my way?
Just push the wagon out of the way.
Well, that's what I'm waiting to see.
Yeah.
How's that wagon moving? Is there a horse?
There is a horse. It's just not.
We don't have another horse.
We don't have a cardboard horse.
Imagination.
So you...
If the wagon's in the way and I can't get through, I'm going to push the wagon forward.
Yeah, the wagon's in the way.
I can push the wagon.
So you can like intimidate the horse.
I'm gonna jump up on the wagon, put two paws onto the wagon.
Okay.
And I'm gonna roar at this horse and push.
Roll intimidate or animal handling, I guess.
He's a bear.
I'm pushing the wagon with my paws.
You think that horse is gonna turn around and be like,
definitely.
I'll give you advantage on.
I'll go with an animal handling.
Okay.
He's a bird.
So I want the horse to get scared and start pushing while I'm pushing two to make sure it moves.
Sorry.
Well, that's a one.
That's
a good thing you had advantage.
It's not going to do it.
What? How is that possible?
2-1.
How is 2-1s
possible?
Why
do we have such terrible rolls?
2-1s. He's not doing it on the mat.
What? Right.
You got to do it on the mat, Aaron.
The mat does nothing.
So we'll call that your bonus action. So you did not...
2-1s.
...anticipate how muddy your paws were. And like you're pushing...
Wait, so that was my strength... All right, so it just didn't work.
So that's your bonus action.
I can't do anything. I can't get there.
Oh, well, do you want to heat him again?
Yeah, keep heating them.
I mean, but that would be my bonus action.
Well, if you don't attack, like, you could transfer.
Turn your attack into another bonus action.
Richard Petty.
Well, no, I mean, like, that would have been my action either way, probably. I wouldn't have been attacking. But yeah, I'm going to heal him 6 and 5, so 11.
All right.
He's still red hot.
Yep.
I don't know if he wants to take his armor off.
Oh my god! He has giant abs.
He has higher AC somehow now.
Alright, so the crew, that guy threw down his weapon.
So I guess at least this guy will head in this direction. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He should be good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He can climb over it, I guess. He'll try to climb over it. He gets on it.
Did better than the bear.
We're just pull the horse out of the way.
There's that anime like, This guy's going to stay here, and this guy's going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
My strength failed.
And that guy's going to attack the one dwarf.
And my scaring of an animal failed.
which
was pulling the wagon to begin with.
All right, so... You see this guy, you're focused on him.
Yep.
And you see
a broken bones.
A blade pierce through his chest.
Yes. I want his blood to hit my face. I'm like,
And he falls. Just. Eric, slap that horse on the ass.
Just think of these guys as the dying of the light, Eric, and you'll be fine.
Okay, so.
Rage.
You notice the water stirring. You see a black dragon head come up. And breathe acid on that area there. I think Mercury's going to get caught too, unfortunately.
He can blink. He has a blink. He has some.
Did he recharge his blink?
Yep.
When he blinked.
Well, you got to roll.
You have to recharge. Roll a d6.
Yeah.
Each like is so, it each turn or each time? How's it work?
Every teleport, right?
At the start of every turn.
So okay.
Now, if it recharges it and he doesn't use it, he still has it later.
You roll a d6, on a 4, 5, and 6 die roll, it recharges. Oh, you can do that at the beginning of every one of your turn, every one of his.
He's also going to get a save.
So, it's just a way of, like, not being able to have Blink all the time, but also, like,
yeah.
Having a quicker
recharge.
Is
Blink
recharge.
Ready? When's it ready?
It's the same with a Dragon's Breath. They only have it on recharge.
It also seems to be the same with this Lightning Lance. Like, he gets it back, but it has to recharge or something, too.
You have to, like, summon it.
Yeah, he has to charge it with the lightning.
Yeah, don't scare this guy.
All right, so he needs to make a dexterity throw, and so do the dwarves and the rider. Dwarf fails. Other dwarf fails.
And that's a dexterity.
Rider fails.
Ha-ha!
Mercury failed?
I don't know.
Okay. Did you roll for Mercury?
You need d20.
Yeah.
And then a blink dog is...
Just roll your d20.
So this is a dexterity, which you should be pretty good at.
What'd you roll?
Seven.
Plus three.
Ten.
That's a fail.
So they all failed.
Everybody failed. Even the horse?
The horse and the rider.
The horse is the rider, yeah.
So yeah, they go. All right. So so the dwarves begin screaming in agony, and they just turn into puddles.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
Wow.
Simon's pissed.
The horse and the rider... his armor starts to sizzle. He also begins to scream.
Good.
And he's hot.
He wasn't screaming before.
Sweaty.
Yeah.
And the horse is also very upset about all this.
He's upset. He is not happy.
He is all distressed.
Right. What about Mercury?
He takes 49 points of damage.
Your dog's dead, probably.
What?
Yeah.
Well,
he can't blink. I thought he blinked.
And he failed his reflex, so he couldn't have blinked away.
Oh, that was his reflex?
That's the roll he did.
Oh, yeah, I thought he was charging.
No. All right.
I assume that's more than his hit points?
49? Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so...
Man, I'm so glad Stygoth didn't attack us.
you also hear a...
We could summon it. We could find it.
A whining.
We'll find a new one.
As... fur begins to melt, and he collapses.
All right. Stygoth don't care.
Yeah, I mean, he wouldn't. Probably, he's an evil being. He just.
I'm glad I wasn't
lesser.
Yeah. Right.
So it is Vulcan's turn.
Okay. I'm gonna try to move over there. Actually,
if you can't attack, you can move twice too.
I want to cast Expeditious Retreat.
Okay.
On myself.
All right, so that's the spell.
But that means you have to go back. Oh, you did.
Hang on.
Wait, what?
It makes him faster.
Yeah. Oh.
Expeditious retreat to go into the battle.
It was like yo-yo, like.
So it lasts up to 10 minutes, and the spell allows me to move at an incredible pace when you cast the spell. And then as a bonus action on each of your turns until the spell ends, you can take the dash action.
Okay. So the dash action is you gain extra movement equal to your speed for the current turn.
Equal to my speed?
So basically you get to move twice.
Okay.
So you get to move once as a move and once as a bonus action.
And can I...
Athletics or acrobatics?
Athletics is a plus two.
Okay.
Give me your
nine.
11.
It's good enough.
Good enough?
Yep.
Yes!
Wow. So as you see, Torgo pretty happy with himself. He's just climbing up. You just sort of vault over his back and run with incredible speed, with arms behind your back.
No!
God, there's another wagon.
The horse. Yeah, you're going to have to roll again. And this one's covered.
Move the horse out.
Slap that horse on the ass. 8, 10.
All right, so you climb up. As you're walking through, you see a bunch of handcuffed people.
Okay.
Inside.
You can get them out of the way.
Those were both of my...
They're really close to acid.
Moves. Wait. So I have bonus action, then I did my move action.
Now you have an attack. Or a standard action.
I want to slap the horse as I'm standing on the, the rails. The pulling rails?
That horse?
Or... No.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Okay.
I'm just showing you where I'm standing.
Sure.
I'm going to slap the horse and try to get it, like...
Roll animal handling. Handling.
Russian circus guy.
I'll give you advantage, because it's pretty easy what you want to do.
I imagine that horse wants to get away from the...
And a 19.
All right, so you do so. This is the same turn where Aaron's doing it, so he can... think that he's done it. If it makes him feel better.
There's a girl!
The horse begins to move. It can't go this way, so it veers and goes like in this direction.
Okay. As long as it's far away from Stygoth. I'm going to take it this direction.
That's fine.
How far is
probably right there.
Right there.
Okay. Yep. Before he just gets stuck.
And now you are back there.
Well, it lasts for 10 minutes. I can keep going.
He saved the slaves.
I got them far away from Stygoth and the rider.
It is the dwarves' turn.
Good.
Are there any left?
There's none. There.
Oh, yeah.
What a thing.
Bam! Miss.
And the one who surrendered.
Yeah. All right, back to Torque.
Back to me?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to
rage. Rage against
me. I'm
raging.
He's raging. I've been raging for this whole time.
The dying of the light.
What does that mean?
It's a poem.
Against the machine.
No, I told him to think of these people as the dying of the light. Rage against them.
All right, so I'm going to move. Now this is clear.
Poetry joke.
Yep.
Up to and blocking the bridge.
Okay.
But not too close. Sure. A little further away.
Not yeah.
A little further.
49 points.
And have another of my... javelins, because I do have.
You have
four.
A few. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm going to throw the javelin.
All right.
Okay, that's a 7 plus 6 and plus. Well, that's the damage. 7 plus 6.
13.
So 13.
Nope.
Fucking, I'm going to throw javelins again.
Afraid not.
Well, I have a bonus action because I'm raging.
You do.
But throw no javelin.
Okay.
Never throw a javelin again. All right, this one is a 15 plus 6.
That hits.
Yay.
Yay.
All right, so that is a D.
Somewhere in the 18, 19 range is where his AC is.
I think it's a D6.
D6 plus 6.
Sounds about right.
4 plus 6, 10.
Does that include your rage damage?
Nope, it does not. 12.
Okay. No, sir. 12.
No, sir. 12.
You throw it.
You're like, huh.
Yeah, you throw one, and it bounces off. But in the same place where that armor was weakened, the second one pierces.
Ooh.
Through the red hot?
Yeah.
And acid. I'm having a bad day.
Yeah, he really is.
Where's my lightning?
Fortunately, it's cauterized the wound. So the rider starts to flee.
What?
Try to get away from Stygoth.
How fast can he move?
Yeah, let me check.
Damn it! I want to stop him. We need this. I want that weapon. Stop him, guys.
Oh, we're gonna stop him. He's gonna run away from a dragon.
That's what the size said. Of a lance.
I want it.
You're gonna take that through a cave?
I'll sell it if I have to. I want it. Whatever it is. Give it to Gutspiller. Get an A.
Give it to me.
I'll take it.
I need to replace my spear.
I want something that hits something.
There's no joy right now.
I feel no joy right now, Jason.
We can revive your dog.
Well, maybe.
So he goes 120 feet in that direction.
120 feet.
Isn't he injured? Huh? Isn't he injured? Would he go slower?
The horse isn't that injured. He took most of it.
Blocked it from fucking from me.
Yeah, there are spell effects that do things like slow, but no one used it. Okay. So,
why don't you turn into a bird and
catch up to him?
I'm gonna use command. Come back!
He's out of range.
What's the range on my hand, on my crossbow?
Not 120 feet.
It might be close.
Yeah, but he's 120 feet from where he was.
My javelin is 30 to 120.
5 to 130.
I think crossbow is like 120
you don't have it written
to 240. But
what's your crossbow?
Visible range is not that right far. There.
Yeah, it's foggy too.
Yeah, that's
no,
true.
It's 30 to 120 feet.
Yeah, because of the fog, you can't see him that far anyway. But your range for future is...
Oh, I have javelins too. I have four of them.
It says 30 to 120.
30 to 120.
Yes.
Yeah, but you can't see him right now. He's into the fog.
Well, you can have him...
Oh, kill that dwarf.
What are you going to say, Gavin?
You can kill that dwarf.
What are you going to say? Say it.
You can have Mercury catch up to him.
No, he wouldn't be fast enough
if he didn't
probably.
Melt. Yeah, I don't really know what to do, because I can't see him.
Kill that dwarf.
I can't chase him. Yeah, I know, but that's the goal. Okay, I'm going to use... I'm just going to use my regular greatsword attack on this guy.
Okay. Make it so.
Oh, I thought it was a 1.
That's a 7.
But plus 5, so 12.
That's a miss.
Oh, okay.
That's a miss.
Alright.
Alright. Elor.
I'm thinking.
Dice roll right.
You also, that dwarf looks like he's about to surrender.
I gotta want to kill him before he does.
Like make him surrender.
Like in The Patriot.
Cast speed on me so I can catch up to him.
Do we let him go, or do we not?
I think we shouldn't.
I don't think Stygos will let him go. After Wade is dead, and I don't think we should. Fuck that guy. I think he's all high, mighty, and shit.
Alright, I'm gonna... I guess if I turn out of bear form and say, like, Torp, Stygoth, let's go! And I'm gonna turn into a riding horse. And
oh,
as I run
shit.
By Torp, I wanna get him on.
Oh, like Legolas!
You can take
me.
That horse.
You guys can take the
not
other horses.
Connected, is it?
I wanna take this horse.
The chase is on, gentlemen!
I turn in that. Say, Torp, let's go! I imagine.
Are we gonna ride you?
Good, and you'll ride on top of me.
Yay!
And hopefully Stygoth is gonna come as well, and we're gonna chase him down. Yeah.
All right. So as you get on and ride past, you see Stygoth's head fall and hit the ground, and his eyes close.
Son of a bitch.
All right, just me and you then, Aaron.
God damn, you just kill Mercury and die, huh?
So what kind of action does it take to transform?
Bonus. So I can bonus, and then as my standard, and then my move. So I would have used all three, and I've gone 60 feet. So he would still be 60 feet ahead of me.
Okay. So you go off in what you think is the same direction he went. You can't see him. Calvin begins to ride.
I mean, are you guys calling back? Like,
I mean, you saw them ride
what
away.
Just happened, so you can do what you want.
Okay. Yeah,
kind of wish I was riding a bear, but I think it's faster this way.
Yeah, it is. what is he riding?
A horse.
Huh?
What was he riding?
A hulking horse.
Like a war horse kind of thing?
Like a Belgian pulling pony horse.
Yeah, like a war horse.
I don't think it could go that fast. 120.
Wouldn't be that
way. Wow.
All right.
Chasing after.
You guys start to ride off.
I'm going to ride Aaron hard.
Thank you guys so much for watching. If you guys enjoyed this, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss out on the future D&D adventures. And don't forget to check out over at patreon.com/blindwave where you can see next week's episode right now. Woo.